Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk more about Diosco County Coats for Kids and what they've been doing since distribution, keeping busy as always, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Good, thank you, Kevin, on this lovely day.
Yes, well, the last time we talked, you were Black Friday shopping, and from what I understand, you did very well.
Well, we got some tremendous bargains, and it's the money we've been saving for this purpose. Unfortunately, now they're all arriving, and we are buried. But there are five of us busy working here, unpacking and tagging and hanging them up, trying to restore some kind of order here.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Well, yeah, you've got to get them done quick, you were saying, because, you know, you finished distributing to the kids for schools, but you're not done yet, are you?
No. We hope that all the coats will be in this week so that we can get them sorted and inventoried. We have the Fish Gift House coming up on Sunday. We have to deliver approximately 400 coats over there, ready for Monday when it opens at the Methodist Church.
Indeed.
We're on a deadline here.
Yes, you really are. So I know you got a lot of work to do, but some good news we want to talk about too. First, starting with the local Elks Club, right?
Yes. Well, they contacted us, and I have heard recently that they do a lot of good work for the Alternate Education Academy. I understand there are two campuses, one in East Powys and one in Oscoda. On the base. Mm-hmm. And I think it's basically older teenagers who do not go to regular school for one reason or another. And so the Elks are very supportive. I think they give them food and supplies. And they contacted us because apparently quite a few of the kids don't have coats and suitable warm clothing. So hopefully we'll be able to work with them and help out a lot more kids. There's apparently 150 teenagers who go to this academy, so we shall see, but it sounds hopeful.
All right, and then last but certainly not least, some good news about a grant you guys received.
Well, yes, it's certainly, maybe it should have come at the beginning, but we had a wonderful letter about a week ago from the Herbert H. Dow and Grace A. Dow Foundation in Midland. And we have been working with them for, I would say, a year or 18 months. And they have finally granted us a large sum of money to buy a building in the Powys area for us to use for our coats. It'll be a small building, but we are very, very excited. And we're looking around, and we think we have one that may be suitable, but we shall see how it works out. But we are so thankful to get this grant from them.
Very good. Well, you have received a lot of grants and a lot of money, and it's going a long way towards coats for kids and gloves and hats and scarves and mittens. You've done a lot to keep us all warm through the winter months.
Well, it's very rewarding, Kevin. It's no trouble at all. The pay is not very good, but we enjoy the work.
Now, June, if they want more information, if there's somebody out there who would like to continue by making a donation to you, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can always call Grace Lutheran Church. Their number is 362-5371, and our number at home is 362-8161. Or you could just mail it to Grace Lutheran Church at 401 Main Street and make any checks payable to Coats for Kids, and we would be thrilled.
Very good. Always thrilling to talk to you, too. June Percy from Diosco County Coats for Kids. June, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Well, thank you, Kevin. We enjoyed it.